Hi guys, it's me, Jackie Love, back again on Christmas night. Well, it's actually the day after Christmas, 3:45 a.m. For all y'all that know me, I'm a night owl, and I sleep better in the daytime. But I recently got off work at 11:30 tonight. So we had to work on Christmas, but I got over that, and I did it, and we made time and a half for the one day. So my kids are not little anymore, so it's all good. I don't have to worry about getting them up and having a Christmas thing, buying toys and all that. So they're growing with their own families now. So if you're just tuning in, this is me, Jackie Love, and this is all about love. And the reason why I say it's all about love, because God is love. And tonight I'm talking about family ain't perfect. Your family is not perfect. This is a perfect time to talk about this subject because it's Christmas the day after, and New Year's is coming up. The new year, 2022, is coming up. Dang, 2022. 222 is in there. Duality, yes, I love duality. I've been seeing a lot of 222s lately. But I just wanted to say, you know, families are not perfect. I mean, we try when we're like our parents have young children. And like in my family, at least we come together on holidays and we would do special things on Christmas Eve. Every Christmas Eve, I remember my mom would always get everybody together. When we were in Indianapolis, we did it. And then when we came to California, we did it with our family in California. We would sing Christmas carols and drink hot chocolate and eat Christmas cookies. And at midnight, which was Christmas, we would all give each other, pass out gifts to everybody. You know, each person, each adult will pass out gifts to everybody in the family, kids, and everybody. We didn't have like a limit, like everybody got a present. So 5 years ago or more now, I got excluded from that, those holiday things, those holiday events, even Thanksgiving, and eventually, you know, because we used to do stuff for every holiday. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving were always special occasions. We always did something as a family. My mom would always pull us together to take a family photo. And it was super awesome, you know. Even though I was like maybe grumble some of those times, like I didn't want to take a picture, but I don't really mind taking pictures actually. But it was cool, but we don't do that. And 7 years ago, about maybe even 10 now, like some issues happened in my family, and I kind of became excluded. And eventually, I don't go no more, and I'm not invited. I didn't even get invited to my nephew's wedding. But I think that's a part of waking up. When God pulls you away from your family, I thought my family would be in my life forever. And I'm not saying we're not going to reconcile and have this great family one day. I guess if I really put my mind to it and manifested it, it would be way better. But sometimes family members can be toxic to you. And they don't even think they are toxic. But, you know, like sometimes family gets jealous of each other for no reason. Because maybe one person wrote a book and they didn't. And it's like, you know, to write a book, that's a lot, you know. And that's something to be proud of. And but it's like mine was an autobiography. It's called Waiting for Love. It's available on Amazon.com. Or you can visit my website at ReikiEnergyHealing.com. www.thewithlove.com and purchase it there too. I'll give you a special discount if you give me a shout out from Anchor saying that you're listening to this show tonight, December 26, 2021. Give you $5 off and you'll enjoy it. It's my biography. But the thing is that sometimes, you know, when you're trying to do better or, you know, do your best. In my case, I was trying to help. I've always been trying to help my family. And I figured I could do it by being an example to them. Saying, okay, because we grew up poor. I'm not going to say middle class because we was on the county. We were on the welfare. And, you know, they got us, we had a nice place to stay, like that was a housing project place, but we were still poor and we went through a lot of poor experiences. And anyway, it was really challenging to me. So I was in my head, I was like, dang, like, why am I born into this poor family? But you know, I know why now, but we'll talk about that in another show. Basically, I'm just saying we all have our challenges, and being in any family is challenging. And this year, like the last 10 or so years, I wasn't invited to the family gathering, but I'm okay with it now. But it took me a long time because I can understand, but I don't have some wisdom and knowledge of what really happened. And the reality is that we're born into these families that we choose prior to coming here, only to have experiences in our lives that will cause us to learn the lessons that we came here to learn. If that makes sense to you. So, you know, for instance, say if I was going to be a famous writer, I needed to come here knowing how to write, like naturally or not. Some people go to school for, but I think because I always wanted to write poetry. I did write poetry when I was a kid. If eventually I was going to be an author, then I needed to go through some stuff so I could be a successful author, because that way I will learn how to explain what I'm talking about or what I'm trying to say. Because I was super shy when I came here to this world, and I wasn't an effective communicator. I got misunderstood a lot. I couldn't understand because I knew what I was talking about. But other people, like, sometimes when it really counted on a serious note, I wouldn't be taken serious, or I didn't think I was being taken serious. And I think a lot of it was not only that I had ADHD, but because I didn't even know I had ADHD until 2019. But I think I wasn't an effective communicator. And I didn't communicate well. So I had to learn how to communicate in order for me to be a better writer and or a writer, an author, if I was to be famous, a famous published writer, I needed to know how to communicate properly. And so I feel like through me not being able to communicate that great at all, like just to family I could, but like my sister, close-knit family, other people sometimes get tongue-tied. I wouldn't know what to say, and then I feel like the eyeball out, and you know, kind of like, dang, I'm weird, you know. But I, you know, as time went along, and I kept asking God, and You know, eventually, I mean, he put me in some situations where I had to learn how to communicate. Like, I had to learn how to stand up for myself in a way that was effective. Like, it couldn't be bitter, but it had to be, like, direct and, you know. And, like, that stuff happened. These lessons I learned on how to communicate came, like, just in trial and error. And reason why I'm bringing that up is because my family, you know, as you get older, people get mature or not, and then they start noticing things and personality traits, and you kind of move away from each other. You can't just, like, play Barbies or whatever, and then, you know, everything's good like you did when you was little. When you're a child, communication got more, you know, challenging. And then if somebody was envious or jealous, or if they just grew apart and got another, you know, got a family and had a baby. I mean, you know, got a man or a woman and had a baby, and they, you just didn't talk and connect like you used to, you know, and it was different. I stayed close to my sister for, you know, most of my whole life, you know. But even, like, at a certain point in your life, I believe God will pull people out of your life, because everybody's not meant to stay in your life forever. We think they are, but they not. I mean, even family. I mean, family is temporary sometimes. I mean, first of all, people, like, get families and move away, or they just get into their own world, or they die, you know? And things happen that cause the family not to be like they were when they were first started, when the parents started having children, and then the kids would come, you know, play together when they're little, and it was just about fun then, you know. It was about watching The Wizard of Oz and talking about it during the commercials, because we didn't have we couldn't rewind it, so we would talk about what just happened on The Wizard of Oz. I remember that our cousins did that. So much fun. But, yeah, and you think, that's going to be this way forever. That's going to be my cousin, my cousin Kenny. I thought, because we were close in age, and we would be the ones to talk, you know, when at the family gatherings. We were proclaimed best friends, best cousins. But, you know, even now, like, we don't talk. And we talk for birthdays. We text each other now. And sometimes it's the beginning of the birthday. Sometimes it's like, oh, shit. It's 11:55. Let me call him. Or text him, rather. But it's not the same, okay? So, you know, people going different directions. Like, I had to learn communication. So that meant that I believe that I had to be misunderstood. So much that I had to learn how to be understood, because it was so important to me to be understood, because I was misunderstood. And that's not a good feeling when you saying something in your head, you say, whoa, I'm saying this, but they taking it this way. And eventually, it separated our family. Like, it was like we were speaking Chinese and to each other. And we couldn't communicate even more so, which made me even want to learn or figure out how I can make this person understand what I'm trying to say, you know? y'all had that experience? Anybody out there? Leave a comment, because I know I just felt like sometimes I was speaking backwards, like, but I, even though the words coming out of my mouth was sounding perfectly clear to me. But eventually, me and my individuality and the things that I had to learn and the things that I needed to accomplish in this lifetime on Earth, this particular one, because I do believe in reincarnation now. I didn't used to, but I had to go through those confusing times where I was not understood or felt misunderstood, so that I could learn how to communicate better, like really good, because I was so misunderstood. Then, therefore, when I write a book now, it's so precise because it's like scientifically, I guess, say mentally, just being able to be analytical. I study human nature just because I didn't understand human nature. I thought I did, but I had to figure it out, and now that makes me able to write the best books ever, because I get it, you know. And you know, just other things taught me how to understand other people and how to be compassionate and have empathy. Other things, I've learned so much because of not being able to communicate as effectively as I think I should have, and being misunderstood. So what I'm trying to say too is that right now, because of that, our family, not just that, other stuff too, my family and I are not connected on Christmas tonight. And it kind of hurts, because what I went through, I'm sure like everybody goes through, you know, when you go through a confusing time and you don't understand this person no more. It's almost like being at the Tower of Babel in the Bible, because like, you know, God eventually wants us all to, you know, live our own story and not be attached to somebody else's story. And so he confused their language so that, you know, everyone says, like, because they were talking against God and all that stuff, and they were building a tower so that they can, you know, if ever were there was a flood, that they would never get drowned, like the other people did. But it wasn't just that. It was, I believe, just my theory that they weren't, they were just so comfortable with everything the way it was that they really didn't need to change and grow and learn the lessons they needed to learn, which they had agreed to do prior to coming here through the birth experience. So God confused their language. They couldn't understand each other no more. It's like, okay, it's time for you to go your way. It's time for you to go this way, because you said this is what you wanted to do. You learned the lessons from these people that you call family, which they're just people that are put in place, like actors, to help you be and reach that person that you said you wanted to be before you came to the birth experience. You know, this is very thought out. This very well thought out. This life that we have. And we have so many choices. Like, we have, like, endless choices. Like, we have a, you know, what is that word I'm trying to say? Template. Right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, angels. Of our life already come here with a certain DNA, and you know, which we're, so when I say, okay, this time I'm living in Yugoslavia as a man, but I'm gonna have gay tendencies, and I'm going to maybe have a little ADHD. So you're like, your sleep is weird all the time. You don't know why, because the commercials say you're supposed to be getting 8 hours, and that's normal. And just all these things, it's like, okay. And so you try to cover it up with, you know, self-medication and all these things. And then all these people in our family are going through the exact same things. And you think, dang, they turning against me. But actually, they're all just being separated because they learned all they can learn from that person in the family. It's like me, when I stopped, I made the decision to finally stop going to Christian church. Because it was like, it was just as if I learned all I could learn at church. I mean, I've been to several churches over my lifetime. And I started mouthing the words before the preacher said it. I'm sitting there in the audience, congregation, mouthing the words, what the preacher or the teacher's about to say. And I was like, oh my God, like, I know what they're about to say. So it started getting boring. It sounded redundant because each preacher was saying something out of his mouth, but he was saying, they were all saying the same thing. Just like religion. I feel like religion, all the different religions, Protestant, Christian, Baptist, whatever, all these, you know, chosen or man-made titles of these organizations, you know, like they're, to me, organizations, they're, but that's another story, okay? But we all have these things that we have already in place to do before we come here, prior to coming here. And so these family members that we thought will always be there for us, that wasn't even a plan. Like, sometimes, yes, we plan that. And, you know, you're going to take care of your mama in her old age. Excuse me. But then in some cases, mama ain't going to need you to take care of her. Because she's all right already. Because that was a plan that she made before she came here. And etc. So, when we get upset or feel sad on Christmas and the holidays, we gotta remember family is not perfect, because we all came here with a plan and you know, and a purpose. Like, you hear some people don't say you have a purpose and some say you do. Now, that's not like absolutely written in stone. Like, you can change your purpose along the way. I mean, you even have like 6 different careers, I was told, in your lifetime. So don't quote me on exactly, but like, you might work at McDonald's, then one day you a customer service rep, and then you got your own business for a while. You know, just different things over your course of life. And so we have to remember that our families are going through the same thing too. So instead of like being with the writers on the producers that write shows for the TVs and stuff, it's like a reality, in that eventually sometime you do grow apart and you don't hang out on Christmas like you used to do ever. Some families end up not even talking to each other ever. And then some families, if it was planned or if they chose the right things along the way choices when they had choices when they were at a crossroad, or when they were making choices, basically, should I go right, should I go left with this thing, then that is how they end up through that maze of life to get to that, to the person that they're trying to be, that the planned person, before they came here on Earth. So with that being said, we have to know that we're born through our parents. We go through the birthing experience through our parents. That's how this earthly experience works. You're going through the birthing process, and you get put in your mom's womb, and you chose that mom so that, you know, whatever junk she is going to be dealing with, her happiness, her joy, whatever she was, eccentric, crazy, whatever, that was abusive, whatever, you were sent through her and your dad for a reason, to be able to have a certain life experience so that you can derive at the person that you need to be. So if I'm the person that's going to be like, okay, I'm going to help a lot of people, I'm going to help women mostly and to be better, not to be addicted to love or codependent. If I'm going to be able to teach someone how to be happy and smile within themselves with full joy through and through, if I'm going to be that one that gets healed from Reiki healing, whatever it is, I got to experience it too, because in some form, in order for me to be that person to say, you know what, I get it, you know, you ain't gotta tell me, like, you could tell me, I'm sure I don't get everything, but in a nutshell, I get a lot of things. That's why I felt kind of like Jesus, because, you know, they say that Jesus knows everything, and, you know, he knows everything you're going through, and all these things, and I believe that because Jesus has been through some similar experiences, and he can identify with you, seriously, not necessarily he knows all your thoughts and stuff like that, he knows you, because he's spiritually, he's an ascended master, so he knows how to read through telepathy. So of course you can read your mind. I'll take that back, what I said, but because he studied, he's a master of, you know, creation, because he learned. Jesus didn't just always know, he had to come here and learn too. He was learning. Like, he did, he was born, and then, you know, like, you don't really hear a lot about Jesus in our Bibles, our modern Bibles, or, you know, until he was 32, and I think he was 32 or 33, I don't remember, but he came out and started doing miracles in his 30s, early 30s, and now people think, oh, he just automatically knew. If he knew, well, why wasn't he doing this stuff in public before? Because he was out learning. He was going to different healing schools and things like that, that taught him how to walk on water and to speak to the winds and waves and make them behave. Like, he didn't know all that stuff. I don't know what he knew. I'm sure he knew a whole lot, but he still had to come here on Earth and learn how to perform miracles. Yep. So that's the same thing we're doing. We're learning. Come here to learn. That's all we do, really. Even if we learn, we take a good nap and we learn things. If I sleep 5 hours, I feel pretty good when I wake up. Or no, I need a few more because I'm still tired. See, learning all the time. Okay, so our families, we think we're supposed to be with them forever. But everything, even the Bible said it's a time to laugh, time to die, time to live, and a time to cry, you know. And it's like we have all these times that we're going to go through. So a lot of times, again, we have our families. And then we learn from them. We learn all kind of stuff. They crazy, they intelligent, they, you know, whatever you're learning at the Christmas functions and all the holidays. You're looking at these people, and then you know, a lot of people, we have our kids and all that, and we learn about the kids, and you know, kids are with us 24/7, so it's like we ain't gonna be the best parent all the time. And we learn that, and then we feel guilty and learn how to forgive ourselves eventually, hopefully, because we figure out I'm not perfect, and then you say my kid's not perfect, and we're just humans, and you know, we try to make the relationships last, like I did with my sister. I tried, and we're friends, we're good now, but not like we were before, ever. I don't know if we ever will be. It's pretty much was kind of severed, and for a while our relationship was so strange. But I knew God wanted, he told me that he needed to pull me away because I was, I guess, kind of idolizing my sister a little bit. I mean, I loved her so much. She was my sister, like my big sister, only like almost 3 years older, but I still looked up to her. And I think when I was pulling away, because I was trying to learn some stuff in my life, and I was trying to expand my friendship circle, like when God was trying to take, like I just remember like things just started going downhill for me and my sister's relationship when she was married to her ex-husband now, and he had did some things, and then just messed it up, right? But I really still believe in, even in that, that's was meant to happen, because if not, I wouldn't have experienced being alone, totally not having no friends, not have my sister depend on, and I wouldn't have been able to go in to myself as deeply as I did to ask all those painful questions that I needed to ask to learn how to be stronger, how to love myself, and like for real love myself. I'm still working on it, but I can't say I love myself now, because it's almost like my back was against the wall and I didn't have no other choice. So I had to either learn or die. It was just it. So thank God, I decided to learn, because my motivation was always my family. So I figured if I would be a good example and figure out this, what are we doing here on earth, then I can help my family be successful, buy a house, car, or whatever they wanted, you know, I just wanted them to be happy. And I took the responsibility on, not knowing what the hell I was doing, praying for them and trying to be an example. And you know, it just got tiresome after a while, and I couldn't keep up with it, because it felt like the more I was getting blessed, I was pissing them off. It felt like I was pissing my family off. Yeah, I said it, because I manifested some things, and I was only trying to be an example, a good example. Like, got me a little job. I was on the county and housing authority. build up my credit, buy the house with my husband. You know, like, things were going on the outside looking in really good, I guess. And that may have caused some problems. That's crazy, right? Like, it seemed like you would be happy. Like, we could be happy for our families if they're doing well or trying to do well. But your life circumstances said, damn, I want God to do this for me too, you know? I want to be blessed. I want to have a house. But, like not realizing this person that is getting these things, these houses and being blessed, is doing the other stuff it takes, like praying about it, tithing, trusting God, and also freaking doing the work, like going out, like getting a job, and you know, like fixing the credit, and you know, doing the things that it would take, taking the first steps at least, into making those things happen, because nothing don't drop in your lap. So I think someone is being blessed. You looking at them, you should never like be judge them and go, oh man, they think they the shit. Because I'm sure their needs is raw from praying, being on their needs, their spiritual needs, or whatever you want to call it. So it's like, just because somebody appears to be doing well materially and on paper, don't mean that they are. And it, even if they are, I mean, I feel like you should be able to be happy for them / me. But because I notice it, if you try to like pull somebody up to your level, you know, not they, you know, the weakest person is gonna fall. The one that cares so much probably shouldn't care as much, because it's just a confusing time. But these things are all just very already orchestrated. As hard as it sounds, to make you better, because eventually you will separate at the Tower of Babel, and you'll go your own way, be it prison in your mind, prison in walls, behind locked doors, or just prison in your head. It's like in a dark room where you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Only thing you got is like just God or testimony or prophecy or dream that's gonna get better. And you're gonna have that perfect love, which ain't perfect, but it's perfect for you. Or you're gonna have that dream house that you really, really want. Well, that's gonna make you happy. So you keep your eyes on the prize, whatever that is. You want to be a pilot? You want to be a doctor? I don't know. Your dreams, like the one big dream that you really want, is going to take you through a lot of bridges of incidences, which can mean training, which of course is always going to mean training. Like, okay, read this book, you know, go to this part, walk this way, and this, you know, you end up bumping into somebody that's going to help you go to the next level. And that's just the fact of life. I mean, I could sit here and be like, oh my God, now I don't talk to my family. I don't go to the gatherings on Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving. Or I can say, you know what? I've evolved past that. And now I'm on another level, another dimension, which won't even allow me to be into their dimension, because spiritually, in the spiritual realm, I'm literally in another dimension. And I don't mean like I'm saying I'm higher than them. No. It means that when you are in life, this is my belief, that you go through different levels. And And at some point in your life, certain people just tend to disappear. Like, y'all different. They're going their way, and you go I go my way. And that's because we're on different spiritual levels. And it's a pretty deep subject, what I'm saying. But it's all good, because I've been through it. Like I always say, I know where I'm going, because I know where I've been. So I just wanted to say this so that tell you this tonight on this spontaneous podcast. Families ain't perfect when it's all about love. I'm Jackie Love, if you don't remember. And I just wanted to share that with y'all, because like, we didn't come here for our families. Like, we did not come here to spend a lifetime with people that become strangers eventually, most of them. We can try to come together on the holidays, and if you still are, that's awesome. But if you're doing a bunch of arguing and police is being called and you're just not comfortable going there and you're kind of regretting it, your stomach is hurting, you can't stop taking the poop, whatever, like, you don't have to go over there. You don't have to go to the New Year's party with the family, because you're going to be uncomfortable, hating every minute. Well, what would they think? Well, but who cares? Like, what do you think? Like, really, if you search your heart and see that you're not being selfish and you're not just being lazy, then you really have a legitimate reason you feel uncomfortable when Sally Sue touches you like that, or on your arm, or says this and that, and like, no one ever says anything, or you've been trying to bear with it. I mean, like, you have to have boundaries. That's just how it is. And that's okay, because those boundaries teach you, which is, again, what we're here to do, is learn. Learn on Earth. Hashtag learn on Earth. Hashtag Earth is a school. Hashtag Earth is a university of God, where we come here to learn limitations and to remember that we are gods, many gods who are here to be creators and create, be it a painting, a famous star hamburger, McDonald's, Big Mac, I don't know, like, just, we're here to learn and create, and remember that we are gods, many gods, and we're God in the form of man, having an earthly experience, in a nutshell. And that ain't no easy shit to learn, let me tell you. Still learning, learned a lot in these times. So now my family had a little get together for Christmas Eve. Not sure my son was, but shout out to my son Juan if you listening. I love you. Love you too, Najia. But the thing is that you grow apart sometimes, and sometimes a couple of people won't grow apart, or you grow apart for a little while and then you come back together. It's all learning experiences. So if you're experiencing loneliness or anything like that on this holiday season, Christmas Eve, well, it's Christmas now, after Christmas, so the day after Christmas, and even New Year's is coming up, don't feel bad, because you ain't the only one. You are not. So enjoy yourself. This is just you and God. Watch a good movie. Take your ass to sleep and get some rest. Get some rest. I mean, sleep if you can. Do something for you. Even though you don't want to. But sometimes you just have to turn those Christmas tree lights on anyway. And just remember how they used to make you feel. And enjoy it. Because your family is not here this year. because, you know, some things happened. Again, like I said, it's all about love because it's all in the plan, written in the Lamb's Book of Life, in the Bible. It says that, you know, he'll bottle up every tear. I think it means that he'll give you joy for your sorrow and allow you to remember that you chose this life. And when you and your family split up, it's because they chose the life that they chose. And now we're all living it. And the season that we had with those people, it's over, or it's just not now. Because it's time for you to grow. God wants a larger territory, and not in a religious way, spiritually, mentally. He wants you to be better and out of two. That's why I'm so happy I got to come to you tonight with this podcast, because I've been away for a while. I think sometimes I just rather be off camera. It's easier. You don't have to do too much preparation, and I can just speak from my heart. So I'm glad I got to speak from my heart tonight, guys and girls. And I'm about to get going because I got to get up and go to work in a few hours. So I want to get that beauty rest in. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please share it with someone and give it a heart. And also leave a comment. I'd love to hear what you have to say about family not being perfect. Because sometimes you have to love them from a distance. As you know, you just do, and then some of them we come back together, and some of them never leave, you know. And that's just that, because we chose it, and it's gonna help us to be our best. So that's why I always say, be curious, research it for yourself, and God will tell you, hey, just ask God, ask your angels, hey, is this the right thing? They'll tell you. Trust me. Trust God. And this ain't, again, ain't all about religion. It's about love. And my name's Jackie Love. I really appreciate you for listening again. And happy holidays wherever you are. And I love you. Come back again soon. I'll be uploading a podcast, hopefully once a week now. I'm motivated. Pray for me, y'all. I pray for you, too. And thank you again for listening. My name is Jackie Love. Bye-bye.